Good day, everyone, and welcome to the annual and special meeting of shareholders of Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question-and-answer session. You may register to ask questions at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw your question by pressing the pound key. Please note this call is being recorded, and I will be standing by should you need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the call over to Ellie Dedusch. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning and welcome to the 24th Annual Shareholders Meeting of Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation. My name is Ellie Dedusch. I'm the President and Chief Executive Officer. I'd like to thank those listening to the meeting through this audio conference call. Today's meeting will be comprised of two sections. First, a formal portion of the meeting, which will be chaired by Stanley Goldfarb, our Chairman. Then a short presentation by our CFO on the corporation's financial performance, and for myself, an overview of our operations. We will then respond to any questions you may have. Stan Goldfarb will now begin with the formal portion of the meeting.
Thank you, Ellie. The meeting will come to order with the consent of the meeting. As chairman of the board of directors, it is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. Also, with the consent of the meeting, I appoint Victoria Granofsky to act as secretary of the meeting and Patty Signias as Computershare Investor Services, Inc., our transfer agent, to act as scrutineer. In order that we may have a complete record of those present, may I ask anyone who has not yet given his or her name to the scrutineer to do so now. Anyone who wishes to file a proxy but has not done so yet shall do so now. Based on the information provided to me by the scrutineer, the total number of votes attached to the shares represented by proxy at this meeting clearly shows the results of each item on the agenda accordingly. I propose that voting on all such matters be conducted by a show of hands unless a ballot is demanded. In view of the need to attend to a number of formal matters, certain shareholders have volunteered to move and second resolutions. While this procedure will facilitate the handling of formal matters, any shareholder or proxy holder may speak on a matter when that matter is before the meeting. When I recognize you, please give me your name and state whether you are a shareholder or a proxy holder. The notice calling this meeting was mailed to all directors and registered shareholders and to the auditor of the corporation. The secretary has filed with me proof of mailing of the notice, and I would direct that a copy of the notice and proof of mailing be annexed to the minutes of this meeting. Additional copies of the notice are available here today. The scrutineers have informed me that a quorum is present and that more than 5% of the shareholders entitled to vote at this meeting are present in person or represented by proxy. And at least two persons entitled to vote at this meeting are present at the meeting, and as due notice of the meeting has been given, I declare that the meeting has been duly convened and constituted to transact the business for which it has been called. When the formal report of the scrutineers is available, it will be kept with the minutes of the meeting. I am tabling a copy of the audited financial statements of Firm Capital Mortgage Investment Corporation for the year ended December 31st, 2022. Together the reports thereon of the directors and auditor for the corporation. You will have received them in the mail, and additional copies are available from the corporation secretary. With the consent of the meeting, we will dispense with the reading of the auditor's report, and the financial statement shall be received. It is now time to proceed with the election of directors. 12 directors are to be elected for the ensuing year or until their successors are elected or appointed. The proxy form for the voting on the election of directors sets out each proposed nominee separately and allows shareholders to vote for each director nominee individually. I propose that unless a ballot is demanded in respect to any individual nominee, we will conduct a vote on this matter by a show of hands. The shareholders of the corporation have previously approved an advance notice bylaw to provide for advance notice requirements for the nomination of directors by the shareholders in certain circumstances. The corporation did not receive notice of any director nomination in connection with the meeting within the time period described by the bylaw. Accordingly, at this meeting, the only persons eligible to be nominated for election to the board are are management's nominees as provided in the meeting materials. The management nominees are as follows: Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Morris Fishstein, Stanley Goldfarb, Victoria Granovsky, Anthony Heller, Jonathan Mayer, Francis Newpole, Joe Oliver, Keith Ray, Warren Shulman, and Michael Warder. May I have a resolution in this regard?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Morris Fishstein, Stanley Goldfarb, Victoria Gravinovsky, Jonathan Mayer, Francis Newbold, Joe Oliver, Keith Ray, Lawrence Shulman, Michael Warner to be elected as directors of the corporation to hold office until the close of next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Mr. Chairman, I second each of the nominations.
All those in favor of each of the directors nominated, please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary if any, I declare that each of the directors nominated are elected directors to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the reappointment of the auditor and the authorization of the directors to fix its remuneration. Will someone move and someone second a resolution reappointing RSM Canada LLP, Chartered Professional Accountants, as auditor of the corporation until the next annual meeting of shareholders and authorize the directors to fix its remuneration?
Mr. Chairman, I move that RSM Canada LLP, Chartered Professional Accountants, be reappointed as auditors of the corporation to hold office until the close of the next annual meeting of shareholders and that the directors be authorized to fix
All those in favor, please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary? I declare the resolution carried. The next item of business is authorization of certain amendments to the mortgage banking agreement between the corporation and Firm Capital Corporation and to the JV agreement between the corporation and FC Treasury Management, Inc., as more particularly described in Management Information Circular mailed to the shareholders. In order for this resolution to be passed, it must be approved by two-thirds of the votes cast. Will someone move to approve the special resolution set out in Schedule B to the circular?
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Mr. Chairman, I second the motion.
All those in favor, please so signify by raising your hand. Contrary if any, I declare the special resolution carried. Before the termination of the formal portion of this meeting, I would ask if there are any further business. As there is no further business, I declare the formal portion of this meeting terminated. I will then call on Ryan Lynn, to proceed with his presentation on the corporation's operating and financial performance. Brian.
All right, thank you, Stan. So for those following along on the call, I'll let you know which slide I am on. So slide 5, financial highlights for 2022. As of December 31st, 2022, the corporation's investment portfolio totaled $661 million before impairment provisions and fair value adjustments, which is an increase of 3% from last year. Dividends to shareholders during the year were 95 cents per share as compared to the 94.8 in 2021. Return on shareholders' equity was 8.12% per annum based on the corporation's monthly average equity book value compared to 8.46% last year. I will now look at each of these areas in a little bit more depth. So slide 6, the portfolio. The corporation's investment portfolio comprised of 252 separate investments at December 31, 2022, which is up from 224 from the prior year. The portfolio remains predominantly focused in short-term residential first mortgages. 84% of the portfolio was invested in conventional first mortgages, 5% in conventional non-first mortgages, 9% in related debt investments, 1% in non-conventional mortgages, and 1% in debtor-in-possession loans. While 85% of our mortgage investments are predominantly secured by properties located in Ontario, we have diversified our mortgage portfolio in terms of geographical location, with 4% of our investments secured by properties in Western Canada, followed by 8% in Quebec. Consistent with our objective, most of our investments continue to be short-term in nature, with 68% maturing on or before December 31st, 2023. This gives us the ability to continually revolve the portfolio and readjust to market conditions. Slide 7, shareholders' equity. The return on the corporation's shareholder equity has been excellent compared to other interest-bearing instruments. As you can see from this chart, in 2022, the corporation's average return on equity exceeded the average one-year Government of Canada Treasury bill for 2022 by 525 basis points. This is a clear indication of the corporation's mortgage banker's ability to consistently aggregate superior-yielding mortgage investments. Since our inception, the average return on equity has always been well in excess of our state of objective of generating an ROE of at least 400 basis points over the T-bill yield. Slide 8, the potential. An investment in firm capital made on its initial public offering has generated an attractive return for investors. Since the IPO in 1999, a $100 investment in firm capital has appreciated to $821 when factoring in full dividend reinvestment over the period. Slide 9. So the results of operation for 2022. I'm pleased to report the continuation of our financial results for 2022. Interest and fees earned were $60.1 million as compared to $47.9 million in 2021, or a 25% increase, which is primarily related to higher investment portfolio and rising interest rates, which went from 7.91% to 11%. Interest and operating expenses was $27.3 million compared to the $17.9 million in 2021, which is due to rising costs on our credit facilities and an increase in our impairment provisions. Profit increased by $2.8 million to $32.8 million from $30 million in 2021. Profit per share in 2022 was 95.4 cents compared to the 95 cents per share reported in 2021. On an annual basis, the corporation distributes 100% of its taxable income as dividends, and as such, dividends for 2022 totaled $32.6 million. As part of our prudent financial management strategy, we are conservatively carrying a loan loss provision and fair value adjustments of $10.1 million, representing approximately 1.54% of the mortgage portfolio. Slide 10, stable cash dividends. The corporation continues to provide stable monthly dividends to its shareholders throughout 2022. In 2022, the corporation distributed 95 cents per share. This includes regular monthly dividends of 7.8 cents per share from January to November and a year-end dividend of 9.2 cents per share in December 22, which included a special dividend of 1.2 cents per share. Our regular monthly distribution payments of 7.8 cents per month has not changed since July of 2007, which is going on 16 plus years. Slide 11. Now into Q1 of 2023.
To recap of our most recently released results for the corporation of its first quarter of 2023, with the highlights being as follows. The mortgage portfolio increased by 6% to $651.81 million as of March 31, 2023, up from $614.5 million as of March 31, 2022. Profit increased by 10.8% to $8.71 million, driven mainly by higher interest income and a larger average investment portfolio size. Profit per share increased by 9.1% year-over-year to $0.253. The corporation continued to earn strong return on equity of 8.69% during the first quarter of 2023. In a fluctuating interest rate environment, the corporation is well positioned. Our financial strength lies in that 95% of our portfolio is currently floating, that resulted in a widening our interest rate margins as rates go up, as well as protecting our overall returns with a fixed floor rate, with our funding capital being predominantly fixed. Term to maturity of the portfolio is between 15 and 18 months, which allows us to react quickly to internal and external market changes. Low loan-to-value leaves us a substantial collateral in the event a loan becomes non-performing. We have also been able to provide consistent returns to our shareholders with special top-ups at the end of each year. So the key takeaways for 2023 that management is focused on is having a strong balance sheet, which includes having adequate loan loss provisions. As we are on the onset of a potential financial instability, we have yet to feel the impact of dramatically higher interest rates on consumer behavior. We are maintaining liquidity with our bank line and not investing it for spread profit. I will now turn it over to Ellie, who will now discuss the corporation in further detail and our outlook for the remainder of 2023.
Thank you, Ryan. For those following this presentation on our website, I'll announce each slide page as I go through them, starting with slide number 13. 2022 was a year of change and tremendous uncertainty for the real estate industry. We always said we run our business for every market and hope that we build in measures to address market changes. We, as a team at Firm Capital, are pleased to report that notwithstanding the market challenges, we accomplished another successful year in 2022. We finished the year with a top-up distribution of 1.4 cents per share. We remain focused on our objective to create a solid, diversified, and well-managed investment portfolio. As we do each year, we focus on revolving our portfolio around asset classes that we felt were protective for this environment. Our shareholders understand that everything we do revolves around our operating philosophy of preservation of shareholders' equity with a focus on loan security, not the interest rate earned on the investment. We remain focused on short-term bridge financing and liquid markets with clear exit strategies. Exit strategy is everything to us. We believe in simplicity. Make a dollar, pay out less each month, and then at the end of the year, pay out whatever is left over, while still being focused on building a strong balance sheet for the future. For 24 years, shareholders have come to appreciate this approach. If in a quarter we are sitting on excess capital, it should not be a concern to anyone. We think very long term. The years of the overabundance of capital in the private mortgage market has tightened, and as we see it, it has come to an end. So we, going forward, are selective in our investments and dictate our terms on new investments. Over the past few years, we have stated that we were concerned about the market and that we would revolve our portfolio to a safer asset base and be ready for market change should it happen. It has happened. We are positioned well to react to problems and seek out opportunities as they arise. This is our market, less capital, better deals, focus on getting out of the old and into the new. A true bridge lending business. Last year at our AGM, I stated, over the past 90 days, we have seen a shift in the market and our past strategy should prove well. This shift has happened. The strategy has worked so far. It has not been easy, but we are focused and experienced in dealing with loan turnover and new investments. Slide 14. The mortgage banker to our corporation, Firm Capital Corporation, celebrated its 35th anniversary in May last year. And for our company, in October, we'll have completed being public for 24 years. That's 24 years of monthly distributions and year-end top-up distributions, no matter what cycle we have been in. We run a boring business, we pay our distributions, and continue to run our business in a simple and humble manner. We want our shareholders to understand that we offer stability in different markets. We have built two important elements to the business. First, long-standing relationships with clients by providing innovative and bridge real estate financing solutions for all type of properties and transactions. And secondly, establishing a company with great people understand the importance at all costs of protecting investors' capital. Transactions come and go, but the integrity of investor and borrower partnerships and relationships lasts forever. As a company, we take a non-bureaucratic approach to how we operate. We strive to be innovative and a leading provider of capital to our clients. We are deep value lenders seeking out areas that others do not see, while at the same time over-servicing our clients with fast and innovative decisions. We will never forget our principal focus, no matter what market we are in, is to keep it simple, lend on generic real estate, stick to liquid markets, focus on the return being made on each investment, watch for exit strategies, and do proper credit risk adjudication as a balance sheet lender should do. This is the culture to our investment objectives since we started. Further, we study what others do, yet we act independent and never follow others. We are the only public entity focusing exclusively on bridge financing. Notwithstanding what market we are in, we will continue to be original, out-of-the-box thinkers looking for niche but safe investments. Slide 15. Our corporation benefits from over 35 years of Firm Capital Corporation being in business. Repeat business is important to us. Our corporation is a syndicate partner in the investments originated by the mortgage banker, who has strong client relationships that drive these origination volumes. In fact, as of March 31, 2023, our Board of Directors' alignment of interests through related entities have approximately $60 million co-invested with our corporation in investments. We completed over $888 million in new commitments in 2022, and year-to-date a further $260 million. Year-to-date is much lower than normal, as we are taking a very selective approach to new business. Our business is one that, when others contract, we expand, yet patiently. This is our market. We will wait for proper opportunities to rise and grow when others are cleaning up. Our competitive advantage is that we move quickly on transactions without ever compromising credit risk. We have a knowledgeable team to draw on for making these fast decisions. We believe in servicing our clients better and faster than others. Slide 16. We are pleased to report that our bank increased our warehousing credit facility from $120 million to $180 million in November of 2022. This was done notwithstanding the change in the marketplace. This extra liquidity during these harder economic times provides us with a stronger balance sheet and options. It is a two-year credit facility. It is a safety net that we have yet to even come close to drawing on. And as of today, we are under $23 million into this facility. As we have stated, we would never use our bank warehousing facility as a form of permanent capital. We feel that this is not to be used as long-term debt. It is to act as a revolver, to warehouse investments pending accessing the capital markets, and to pay off maturing debentures. We have proven we will access the capital markets at strategic times when we can do so at attractive terms and never for the sake of just taking capital to grow. We are watching the capital markets closely. As and when we see a window at the right price, we will always strengthen our equity position. Slide 17. As of March 31, 2023, our investment portfolio stood at $652 million, and today at $620 million. Very important, 95% of our portfolio is floating over prime with a base floor rate. For every 50 basis points increase to prime, our overall portfolio yield goes up by 40-plus basis points, adding income to be allocated to our provisions. Our portfolio is widely spread over 254 different investments and is shared with industry experienced investors. A bridge financing portfolio requires a lot of hands-on active management and attention. When a bridge financing portfolio revolves, it means a credit objective was accomplished. For the 15 months leading up to March 31, 2023, out of an average portfolio of $641 million, we funded $504 million in new investments and were repaid $494 million. That represents an almost 100% revolving the portfolio in 15 months. For fiscal 2022, we funded $642 million and were repaid $443 million. This continuous revolving confirms a few things. Our bridge lending is working. We met our risk management practice of being able to reduce the portfolio and reinvest on new asset classes and new opportunities, and we have set ourselves up to be ready for new business and new economic times and a new environment. As stated earlier, the upfront exit strategy is very important to us. Slide 18. We have various strategies to ensure that our fundamental goal of preservation of shareholders' equity is met. We achieve this through, number one, our upfront risk management practices. Number two, our strong default management practices. Years of default management experience plays an important part in managing our investments. Number three, our position that we must spend as much time managing an investment as we do underwriting it. Our firm capital underwriting team lives with and stays with the file until repayment. It's called being accountable for the investment that you made. And to add to these three principles is our loan loss provisions that are so important to the makeup of our business. We are currently at $13.6 million in provisions, or close to 2% of the portfolio size. We increased the provisions by $4.4 million in 2022, and a further $3.5 million in the first quarter of 2023. These increases over the past 9 months were significant and very important. It is not about what we see today on the investment portfolio. It is what does the future hold. This is a period of uncertainty. We need to be ready for everything. Globally, all financial institutions are increasing provisions. We should be no different. We will keep growing the provisions until we feel the market has settled. Remember, these provisions are one of the fundamental strategies for protecting our capital and for protecting our distribution stream. Slide 19. We see 2023 as a year of change, lack of capital in the industry, so better opportunities, and the need to revolve our current loan portfolio. Rising rates will create a reset of the market. Credit will tighten. Will tighten up. All of us might be faced with workouts. And simply put, cap rates will need to go up to address the change in mortgage rates. We are ready. We feel that we can do better in a market that has less competition and one that has challenges that requires experienced lenders. Our investment underwriting group has been together for almost 30 years. What is our strategy during these unprecedented times in a reset period? We have a simple way to address it. One, stick to what we do. Two, keep things not complicated. Three, draw on our 35 years of experience in the industry. Four, do not use bank debt as permanent capital to lend money at cheaper rates and to make profit through spread on the bank line. Five, react fast to problems. Six, be contrarian. And seven, not to be afraid to do business in liquid markets like housing-related assets and residential bridge loans. By sticking to these rules, we see 2023 being a similar year to 2022. If we feel that new business does not meet our standards, we will not do business and we will wait, as we are very long-term thinkers. We do not want to be judged in the short term. For the benefit of our shareholders, we want to be long-term focused. Caution and risk management has always been first for us. 2023 should be known as a year to get through, with 2024 being the year of growth. We are hoping for a further tightening of credit that will let us dictate our loan amounts and terms and pricing. We might be faced with some short-term wait and see and possibly some headaches on files, but as time passes, we will start to see opportunities. The banks and others do not do bridge financing as well as us. We are hands-on. We will continue to dissect each investment before we do it. This is a very specialized area of real estate finance based on experience, human intelligence, and not computerized credit scoring. Our stakeholders should understand that we can adapt to market changes fast and have built a revolving portfolio around that. Slide 20. So in conclusion, under all circumstances, 2022 is a good year for our shareholders. Having stuck to a floating rate portfolio gave us the ability to earn more and increase our loan loss provisions. We again learned the value of being patient, being contrarian, and the importance of a strong balance sheet. For over 24 years, we have stated the importance of the strong balance sheet when you hit a period of uncertainty. It takes years and years for this period of uncertainty and reset to hit, and you need to stand by your investing principles. Our core investing principles have been developed for 35 years of experience with other cycles and disruptions, permitting us to deal with the uncertainty the market was faced with. We did it with confidence and without panicking. The same approach will be taken for 2023. I would like to remind everyone of our business philosophy. We have proven that after being public for 24 years, we will not grow for the sake of growth and will not follow what others do. We have delivered reasonable, simple returns every month since going public in 1999 and plan on staying the course with a long-term view. We have built a business on the foundation of honoring our commitments, holding our borrower clients to their commitments, to mutual integrity, and to us providing straight, clear, and concise communication what we can deliver on. For the past 35 years, we have lived by these principles and have played hard for our investors and our stakeholders and shareholders. We know we are accountable to one party, our investor and stakeholder. Our future is to ensure that we maintain our culture, a culture to not take on unnecessary risk. We must be smart, be entrepreneurial, and above all, respect the capital entrusted to us. When we went public in 1999, we made a few commitments to our shareholders. We would protect capital, seek out investments that are strategic and risk mitigated, only charge fees for work on performing mortgages, never embarrass our board of directors, keep it simple, and be committed to our one stakeholder, our shareholder. We honored those promises and still, 24 years later, live with those guiding principles as if today was day one. Nothing has changed. This culture that we have lived by started 35 years ago when Firm Capital Corporation was founded. That culture of risk mitigation at all costs carried over to our operating principles of our corporation. The next generation of leadership that we are grooming are aware of these principles and required culture. I take this moment to say thank you to those who support us in our business. First, thank you to our shareholders for the many years of support. I thank our Firm Capital team and board members for the many years of their support. And thank you for joining us today. At this time, we're pleased to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
And if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and one on your touchdown phone. You may withdraw your question at any time by pressing the pound key. Once again, for your questions, please press the star and one on your touchdown phone. We'll pause a moment to allow questions to queue. And once again, that is star and one for your questions. We'll pause for another moment.
Year to date. Yeah. A lot less than normal. Yeah. It would be year to like last week, I think, right? Funded year to date.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
It appears that we have no questions over the phone at this time.
Okay. As there are no further questions, on behalf of the directors, we thank you for your attendance and participation. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.